Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone. We are live from Johnny's Tavern in Kansas City today. All of our coverage presented by Brentwood Hearing Center and Farm Bureau Health Plans. Our next guest on the call this Sunday for Westwood One with Kevin Harlan, Tony Boselli, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist again this year, and he normally joins us on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Nice enough to join us today to preview the matchup on Sunday. Tony, are you trying to travel to KC today? Because if so, you're probably stuck in an airport somewhere.
Yeah, no, I got a first flight out in the morning, so I'm hoping it clears up before tomorrow morning, you know, the airport mess. And if it doesn't, I'll be flying into a city nearby and getting a rental car and drive.
Fun.
Yeah, the joys of, you know, it's this job we have is so glamorous in radio.
Hey, I heard that Kevin Harlan wanted this game, that he had his pick of the two championship games, and he wanted to call Titans and Chiefs. Has he told you that? And would you have selected this game as well?
You know what? I haven't talked to Kevin about that specifically. And as far as what I would choose, you know, I'm of the opinion, championship weekend, I'll take any game you give me, number one. You got the four best teams, the four hottest teams. Every year this time of year, and I can't wait. I think that it's fun for me because I, you know, with the Jaguars being in the Titans division, obviously I pay attention to the Titans all year long. I know the team well. And so in some sense, it makes my whole prep much easier, but it's I think it's a fascinating game because you have two teams that want to try to control the game completely differently. it's going to really come down to who can dictate the pace, who can play their brand of football and force the other one to adjust.
Is Kevin as much fun to work with as we would imagine based on the way he calls games?
Oh, Kevin's the best. I mean, number one, Westwood One has the best play-by-play guys. And I'm not just saying that because I work for him, but I mean, I work with Ian Eagle during the year. Amazing. Kevin Kugler is, you know, great. And then Kevin Harlan with his calls, and his voice and the energy he brings to the booth is amazing to work with. So, yeah, I look forward to the game, looking forward to working with Kevin, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Let's go back to what you said about two teams trying to seize the game stylistically. Generally, do you think it's easier for a team to do that if it can run effectively? Is the way the Titans want to seize the game generally the easier way to seize the game, or the way the league's going now and the way Kansas City stacked with passing weapons, is it just as likely that Kansas City can take it?
Well, you know, I think, I mean, listen, I'm an offensive lineman, so I believe that the way you win football games, especially in the playoffs, is controlling the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's the key. And the fact that the Titans are running the ball as well as they are, their offensive line's playing great, and they're winning games without Tannehill having a big impact at this point, and I think he will. I mean, I think Tannehill had a great end of the season. You guys know that better than I do. And so playing good defense, running the ball this time of year, is going to get you really far. And so I think as far as dictating pace, if you can do that, it's going to really shorten the game, limit the opportunities for Mahomes, and give you a great advantage. So, you know, at the same time, though, Paul, I mean, here's the reality. In a passing league, you have the best quarterback, in my opinion, right now in the NFL, as far as just where he's at in his career and his youth and everything else and what he's able to do with so many weapons. So if they can protect him, you still got to control the line of scrimmage, just doing it differently. They're tough to stop, and not many people have. And that's why I think, that's why I love this matchup, because the Titans have the ability to limit his chances. And if you do that, you know, he's going to have to be perfect and take advantage of all of them, because there's going to be so few because of the time of possession, the running of the ball with Derrick Henry. It's going to be a back and forth. And I think early in this game is really critical, because if the Titans fall behind early, they're going to have to get out of what they want to do. And you're going to have to go more dependent on Tannehill. Not that he can't do it, but it's just a different style. It's not the style that they're winning with as of late. But if they get the lead, boy, they can just start bullying Kansas City, who I think is going to have a hard time stopping the run. So I think the first 15 minutes are critical in this football game.
I wonder, too, about the shorten the game idea. Because I think Derrick Henry's a different guy, and if he's got a 30-yard run during a drive or a 60-yard run during a drive, that drive's not so long anymore time-wise. You know, it's the run-heavy drive is 4 minutes. It's not 8 minutes. And so that kind of old-school thinking that you're going to grind out a drive and it's going to take time and it's going to win you time of possession and keep Mahomes off the field doesn't really work out that way.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at a game, I mean, you're right. I mean, but that's maybe one of the drives, or maybe two. I mean, Derrick Henry's not going to, I mean, I'm sure Titan fans hope he does break off, you know, multiple 50-plus yard runs in one game. But what he's going to do is he's going to pound you with the 3, 4, 5, 7, set up a bunch of third and very short yard situations that are easy to convert. So you get, you know, you move the chain. And that's what they did against, you look at the New England game, you know, in that second half. They shortened the game. They limited opportunities for Brady. And they're playing good defense on top of that. Against the Ravens, they converted, you know, they had a couple big plays, and that was a different feel because they used the lead to force Greg Roman, the coordinator for the Ravens, to get out of his comfort zone and make Lamar Jackson throw it. So that was a complete kind of, you know, subset of that strategy. So, I see what you're saying, but still, they are made for playoff football. They're made to be really good up front. They have a big back. They're going to lean on you, and they're just going to grind you out. They just have to get they have to own the time of possession. Like I'm repeating myself a little bit, limit those responsibilities, and then defensively keep everything in front of you. Force Mahomes to earn it because they are a big play. I mean, you saw in the Houston game. I mean, they're down 24-0. You blink, and it's you know the end of the half, and they're up 28-24, and it's one big play after another. You got to limit. You have to keep everything in front of you when you play the Chiefs.
Tony Boselli, our guest, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist again this year. I don't know if it's nerve-wracking or not, Tony, year after year that you hit Radio Row.
And it is.
I'm sure you'll join us.
It's very nerve-wracking.
When does it actually start to get nerve-wracking, though? When the finalists are announced or when the week actually arrives?
When the finals are announced, in every interview I do, we have this conversation. So the nerves get a little bit, you know, building up. And then really that week. And then Saturday is just miserable. And I got to sit there and wait for guys like Paul to decide that the course of my, you know, my fate and if my history was good enough or not. And you sit in the room and you're just, you know, ringing, you know, you're filled with all kinds of emotions, hoping that you get a knock on the door and not a phone call. Unfortunately, I've got the phone call the last 3 years. So hopefully it changes. But, it kind of builds up to that Saturday. And obviously, it's starting to build up quite a bit during Super Bowl week.
I know that the talk over recent years has been, well, there's just a jump, you know, just so many O-linemen right there mixed together in the finalist group. Mawai getting in last year has to help the entire group a little bit, doesn't it? Opens it up some, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Paul could speak to that better than I do. He understands that he's in the room and going through that process. You know, my vote this year, I mean, just to make it easy, let's clear the deck. Just put all three of us in there.
There you go.
Yeah. Then we wouldn't have to worry about the offensive line anymore.
It's coming, brother. It's coming.
I appreciate it. It'll be good. But, you know, before I get there, I can't wait for this game on Sunday. And I know Titan fans are pumped. And what a great year. I mean, after the start at 2-4, I mean, came down to Jacksonville, got beat. You benched Mariota. And they've been one of the best teams since that move, and they're gonna. Everyone, I know everyone's picking Kansas City, but I'm not so sure. I think this is a really tight game, and I think the Titans show up to play in a big way.
Tony Boselli has been our guest. Hey, we'll see you Sunday, I'm sure, upstairs in
yeah,
the booth
absolutely.
There, and hopefully we'll see you in Miami as well.
Good luck with the travel.
All right, thank you, and I'll see you Sunday and on Radio Row.
Yep, great man. Tony Boselli has been our guest. Always great insight. You can hear him on Westwood One on the call with Kevin Harlan and Laura Oakman this coming Sunday for Titans Chiefs.
When we come back, some Ryan Tannehill news that you will like.
And Bernard Pollard on the show. Midday 180, 104.5 The Zone.
Fajitas.